kind of make a goat out of it like they did with the Bay of Pigs thing. I don't know what the facts are, do you?
Well, I know that we had enough warnings as far as our military requirements were concerned, Mr. President, because based on not so much the CIA warnings, but just the events that took place down there, you issued the orders to alert our forces in ample time for us to have them ready to move quickly and close promptly when you wanted them to. When you
that's
got
right,
that
well, preceding that, well, preceding right. The Saturday takeover, right. did anybody ever tell you, or did you ever envision that this was a very explosive thing that might blow?
The answer is definitely no, Mr. President, and one of the reasons is that I rely primarily upon the President's Intelligence Digest, the daily summary which you go for my information. I have other sources as well that I dig into, but I use that as the primary checklist, and when I see something dangerous in there, then I go and get more detail on it through the other sources. But that President's Daily Intelligence Digest did not carry anything relating to this situation until either the 17th or the 24th, and then it was just an innocuous little item. So the fact of the matter is that we were not properly alerted through that means for the general political problem. But I differentiate here between the alert required to take effective action politically and the alert required to take effective action militarily. We got ample warning of what we needed for our effective military action, but we got it not from the CIA source, but from the pressure of events down there as reported in the press. And that was why on Saturday, preceding the Wednesday, I don't recall the exact circumstance, but I know we talked to you about it, and you said, go ahead and put whatever you think is required on alert. We did it on Saturday and Sunday, and the result was when we had to move Wednesday, we moved within a matter, we closed within 4 hours after you issued the order. So militarily, we weren't handicapped. Politically, frankly, I think we were very seriously handicapped by lack of notice.
Well, now, don't you think that's something that you and Rayburn and I will talk about pretty soon, what did happen there, and let's get it brought up to date, and let's see what Bennett knew, if he knew anything before Saturday, because we're going to have to tell him what we knew, if anything.
Yes, yes.
I have refused to make anybody a goat, and I have said that held back to the last moment. Bennett said, I will not recommend troops at this point, although they're firing on the embassy. But within a couple hours, he said, I got to have them to preserve life, and we did it. And at that time, CIA told me that there were two Castro leaders involved, and a little later they told me 8, and a little later they told me 58. Do you remember now, in that room that afternoon, we met at roughly 4:30, I was 5 or 10 minutes late. We got the message delivered to us, the 3-something message delivered somewhere around 5. We actually made the decision around 6 sometime. Now, where was CIA in that picture? They weren't meeting with us, were they?
No, they weren't.
Did they didn't participate then in the decision?
No, they did not.
Well, where did we get? We got with some of they told me that they were 2 Castro leaders and then they were 8.
Well, I think, Mr. President,
he must have done that on the phone.
Either on the phone or about 7 when you had the congressional leaders there.
I know he did at that meeting.
And I think he did it at that meeting.
Mm-hmm. So the important thing is for me to see if I talked to CIA before that meeting.
That's right, sir. Mm-hmm. But Red's own analysis of what CIA had reported in these reports confirmed the statement I made a moment ago that you had not received anything other than a very brief notice in either the April 17th or April 24th President's Digest, and I can't remember which it was.
Max says he doesn't say anything except his problems.
That's right. It's a very
now we have that in Bolivia, and we have that in Guatemala now, and we have it in Colombia. Are we doing anything in those places, or should we be? Should our state people be doing things there that giving us more detailed reports? Wonder if we shouldn't ask Mann to have the ambassador make special report each day on developments and recommendations and stuff in any of these places where it's real hot.
Well, I think it would be wise to ask the ambassador on both Colombia and
Bolivia.
Bolivia. I saw that, but I didn't believe that Guatemala was in quite the precarious condition that I think perhaps Colombia.
Don't you think all of them are kind of precarious?
I do, yes.
Any time?
I do. But I think that Colombia and Bolivia are particularly serious.
Now, if we don't have a political solution to this thing, and we can't get any agreement from Camaño's people, how long can we wait until he gets that powerful and he gets that sentiment up and he gets where he gets aid from Castro and maybe from foreign sources before we clean up that city?
Well, Mr. President, I think we've got to get a political situation.
Well,
I don't know. I can't answer your question how long we can wait, but we can wait another 24 or 40.
Oh, yeah, we know we've got to do that. But
in that period, we just have to move ahead. It's not reducing our military capability to take over those rebels by waiting 24, 48, 72 hours.
I believe every day you lose it. I don't think you lose any of your your strength, but I think they get a good deal stronger.
Well,
they're going back to work now.
I think they get stronger politically, Mr. President, but militarily they aren't getting much stronger. And therefore,
do we know that? Do we know they're not shipping them stuff?
Well, we have a pretty fair check. I can't say that they aren't getting any guns, but I can say they're not getting many. And I don't believe that the relative military balance is shifting very much day by day. It's moving a little bit in there.
Should we move down there and suggest to them again the suggestion somebody made yesterday to try to buy up the arms?
No, I don't. I think that's unimportant at this point.
Right.
But I do think we ought to keep pushing on buying Camaño and keep pushing on Bosch. We just have got to get a political situation here.
If they're controlled by the Castroites, they're not going to give it to
you. I don't think they are. How the hell can 58 people control them when they've got several hundred? I just don't believe the story that Bosch and Camaño are controlled by the Castroites. I don't mean to say they aren't influenced, Mr. President, not at all, but I don't believe that 58 people or 200 people, for that matter, can militarily control, physically control this other bunch.
Well, I don't think so, but they sure have a hell of an influence. New York Times is having an awful influence in this country right now, and it's just one, and the editorial this morning is just like the one they wrote on Cuba.
I know it, but you know damn well the New York Times doesn't control the country at the moment, and that's all I'm saying about Camaño. And therefore, it's still worthwhile to push and work on him. And I haven't really dug deeply into who's talking to Camaño, who's offering him the money and so on. But I think maybe later today, Sire, I ought to get into this.
I wish you would with the Rayburn and see if anything's being done. I saw all day long where Martin was meeting with him. Then the reports last night indicated that he refused to meet at the time that was scheduled. But all the papers and all the television this morning said they did meet, so I don't know whether they did or not.
Well, they did meet, but they didn't. It broke up, I think, and then Camaño was to call later in the day. And whether he did or didn't and what happened, I don't know. All right, I will get into this other thing this afternoon and find out what we're doing.
Okay.